Good morning, everyone. I hope that you're all well. So my name is Niamh Persa and I am a 17-year-old activist from Ireland. I am absolutely honored to have been asked to give input to the Aarhus Convention Task Force today. My own focuses as an activist are, of course, global climate justice and children's rights, but especially for the voice of children and young people to be reflected in global climate law and policy. Seeing this happen at the highest level gives me so much hope for the future. And I really do thank you for taking the time to hear what we have to say. Today, I'm going to be speaking about the Irish Children and Young People's Assembly on Biodiversity Loss, alongside of one of our fantastic assembly members, Conor, and one of our equally amazing project leads, Katie. So to give you a little bit of background about the assembly, in 2022, Ireland took a huge step in terms of valuing the voice of its children and young people by holding its very first Children and Young People's Assembly on Biodiversity Loss. The assembly saw 35 children and young people from all across Ireland, aged as young as 7 to 17, come together over two separate weekends in October 2022. These young people were randomly selected to represent a cross-section of children and young people from across Irish society, much like the Adult Citizens Assembly on Biodiversity Loss, which ran in parallel to our own. Our aim was to submit recommendations and calls to action to the Irish government on how to preserve and enhance Irish biodiversity, of which, by the end of the process, there were 58. Separately, there was a youth advisory team composed of 9 young people, which I am honoured to be one of. Our role as young advisors was to help design and facilitate the assembly in a youth-friendly manner, which we did alongside a team of wonderful adults. And so, our assembly was brought to life. The benefits of an intergenerational design team were undeniable, including the voice of young people from start to finish, not just in the assembly gatherings, but also in the modelling approach, made our assembly not only more relatable and enjoyable for our assembly members, but also fully inclusive of children's rights, as outlined in the United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child. 2 years on, we've been looking at the impact of the assembly. A delegation of our young people went to the Oireachtas in November 2022, which is the seat of the Irish government, to present our work, which I myself was lucky enough to be present at. Many of our calls to action and recommendations are reflected in Ireland's newest National Biodiversity Action Plan. And we've actually recently heard back from the Irish government in the form of a report, formally addressing each of our individual calls to action. Our assembly members were delighted to have been given such a detailed response. And it's just been fantastic to see the impact that our calls to action have had over 2 years on. We feel so empowered and really listened to, and we really think that having similar assemblies everywhere would be amazing for all young people to be given the chance to speak out. Our assembly showed so many things, the power of the voice of children and youth being at the top of that list. The thing is, for a long time, there has most definitely been a stigma attached to listening to the voice of young people. Oftentimes, we're considered to be inexperienced because we're so young. Many people think that we don't know what we're talking about. But the thing is, we care about the future that we're going to have. We care about the people that we've never met, but suffer from this horrific crisis daily. We care about making this right. And when we're allowed to, when we are finally given a seat at the tables that discuss these issues, the seat that we deserve, we can move mountains. Because children know what children need. And what we need to know is that we can take charge. We need to know that we're not alone in this. We need to know that we will be allowed to be empathetic, patient, and equity-driven leaders. We need to know that adults are willing to listen to and value us so that we can make change. We need to know that we're not the only ones who are scared, but also that we're not the only ones fighting for a better world. Because sometimes it really does feel like that. This convention must be upheld so it can be inclusive for everyone. It should not only include the voice of children and young people, but also recognize that their voices are a crucial part of the solution. Bringing them into a climate assembly setting where everyone's voices are heard and valued will move mountains in terms of lasting change. And we can call for there to be more of those assemblies. We just have to realize that, to be honest, passion and justice really don't care about your age or your level of experience. And all of our voices really are our biggest asset. So I think it's about time that they were treated as such. And on that note, I would now like to ask Conor a few questions about his experience of being an assembly member here in Ireland. So, Conor, what did you personally learn from being part of the assembly?
I learned that, the environment is part of the earth, and like it's like the most one of the most important parts of living, because like normally people would think that like the money and the houses and like being friends with everyone, and they kind of focus on that first. But nowadays I've kind of more focused on like not littering at all, and kind of like just taking part in local activities that help the environment.
That's a really nice insight, Connor. Thank you. That's a really lovely thing to have to say about our planet and our world. And if you had to describe the assembly in just three words, what words would you use and why?
I would use fun, educational, and eye-opening. I said fun because the people who organized this really made it a good experience. I enjoyed it, and I enjoyed it a lot. And also educational because it taught me so much about the environment, all these species, and some of the terms. And eye-opening because if I didn't go to that, I probably wouldn't have cared half as much as I do now about the environment. And I hope people do now from listening to this.
I think they do, Connor, because assembly members such as yourself and young people such as yourself, they're really inspiring. So, it's great to have people like yourself get involved in these projects. And finally, why do you think that it's important for children and young people to be involved in decisions about biodiversity, but also the environment more broadly?
I think it's really important for young people to be input, like part of decisions about the environment, because I think like it's our future, and we have to kind of take responsibility for it. Sometimes we're not able to do that, and we don't have the resources. So we need adults to step up and give us the resources, and let us decide our future, and not them to decide our future without us having a say in it at all.
That's a really good point, Connor. Thank you so much. Really valuable insight. Thanks a million.